We've got Gretchen Unico with the Cleveland History Center. Lots of great things going on, including a new exhibit and a couple of new exhibits. Lots of great things happening there. Gretchen, before we get going with the questions, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm making it a regular thing here.
Yeah, it's good stuff. No question about it. Well, let's begin with this exhibit that debuted a few months back in November, but now it's getting tons of notoriety. It is Cleveland Starts Here. It's got some really interesting stuff. For those that haven't been there or heard about it, what are some of the main attractions at this new exhibit?
So Cleveland Starts Here is our new permanent installation. It's basically a big timeline of Cleveland history, and it touches on different aspects of that history, like family history, community history, the different entrepreneurs, people who started businesses in Cleveland, and basically how Cleveland has changed in appearance over time. So we've got some cool stuff. We have really neat artifacts that you can see up close. We have the first production DeLorean, the first one that they ever made to be sold. We also have some postcards that were sent to Elliot Ness by the infamous torso murderer, also some different clothing, and we have Abraham Lincoln's life mask, a lot of really interesting stuff that you can easily spend hours looking at.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you mentioned a bunch of them there, and also I'm sure one that gets a heck of a lot of attention for all the obvious reasons, a pair of shoes worn by the king himself, LeBron James.
Yep, LeBron James's shoes, we've got those. They are pretty darn big.
Just out of curiosity, I mean, how do you guys get some of this stuff? I mean, the LeBron shoes, I get it, but boy, going back to the postcard sent to Elliot Ness from the infamous torso murderer, that's incredible stuff. I mean, how do you guys get your hands on that?
Well, we get a lot of it from donations over the years. I mean, the Western Reserve Historical Society has been around for over 150 years now. So some of it was donated. Certain things were purchased. But a lot of it is people who wanted to preserve the history of the area and saw value in something and said, hey, we want to give this to an institution that will protect it and keep it around for as long as possible. So it's a lot of really generous people who want to help out, but some of it is purchased. We've been around a long time, so to go through everything would take forever.
As Bull just pointed out, Gretchen, I mean, you guys have a lot there. Is there anything in particular that people kind of point out and kind of maybe hover around when they're looking at that exhibit?
Well, I think the DeLorean is a big thing. People are so excited when they see it because, of course, the association with Back to the Future. Sure. And people always ask, is this the one from Back to the Future? It's not the one from the movie. That one is very tricked out, and I think it's somewhere in California. But ours is pretty cool because it is the first one that they produced off the production lines that wasn't a prototype. So people really love that. They also love the LeBron James shoes. We have some interactive aspects of the exhibit. We have a big map where you can look at how Cleveland has changed and how different places in Cleveland have changed over time. And it's a touch screen, so you can sift through maps and pictures from throughout Cleveland history, which is pretty fun.
And reading up on it earlier, that's one of the things I found most fascinating about this, the fact that it's just so interactive. You guys have certainly utilized technology as well. I mean, it's not like you have to do a ton of walking to go from one place to the next to see all of this stuff here, too. There's some really cool stuff in there. And, you know, getting back to the DeLorean, I've got to ask, does yours have a flux capacitor, or is that one in California?
Yeah, that one's in California. Unfortunately, we do not have a flux capacitor. Otherwise, I think we all would have tried it by now, and who knows where that DeLorean would be. It would probably be stuck somewhere in 1925.
Yeah, more than likely. Well, yeah, and maybe that could have been the answer as to how you guys got your hands on those postcards to Elliot Ness, right?
Yeah. We just went there and got them from Elliot Ness himself, right?
Yeah, you had the flux capacitor, so it allowed you guys to go back in time and do all that.
That's exactly right. You know what? You figured it out.
Yes, you know, it's just every now and again, I can uncover a few of these things here, but it's very, very rare. You guys also have another exhibit that you're going to debut coming up here. I believe it's on April 7th, so we're just a little bit over a week away. It's a new World War I exhibit. What's this all about?
So it's called A City Worth Fighting For. It does open on Saturday, April 7th, and it is going to be kind of an overview of Cleveland's involvement in World War I, because 2018 is the 100th anniversary of when World War I ended in 1918. So we've got some soldiers' uniforms. We have a lot of posters urging people to buy Liberty bonds. And we also have some really cool things that women who were in the war effort wore, which I think is especially interesting. All of the uniforms of women who were getting involved in this really major war, and because there were so few men available, they're all on the front lines, you got to start bringing in the women. So I really am particularly excited about the story of how women were involved from Cleveland were involved in World War One, which is addressed there.
Very cool stuff. Again, we're talking with Gretchen Unico from the Western Reserve Historical Society, Cleveland History Center. And, well, we've covered some great ground here talking about the Cleveland Starts Here exhibit, the new one you guys will have coming up on April 7th dealing with World War One. You guys also have a very, very cool series called Cleveland Stories Dinner Parties. And, you know, you guys have a number of really awesome ones coming up. I know Bob DiBiasio is going to host one of those. And he, of course, is a regular guest in the morning shows every single Monday throughout the baseball season here on WEOL. And you guys have another cool one coming up here in about a week and a half to 2 weeks, where you speak with Jonathan Knight, who was the author of the making of the movie Major League. And, you know, I had a chance to read that book about a year or two ago. I was blown away by some of the things that are uncovered. Not just that particular series that you guys have. What are some of the other acts you guys have coming up with these Cleveland Story dinner parties?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the baseball one is sold out. So, unfortunately, if you haven't already got tickets, you can't get in on that one. But we do have a lot of these dinner party Cleveland stories coming up. We've got one on April 11th called Cleveland Takes on the World and is Winning. So that's about winning national championships and all of the cool things Cleveland has been doing. And they're going to have the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission President and CEO David Gilbert there for that one. Also, there's a really cool one to get back to Elliot Ness coming up on April 18th called More Unsolved Murders. So investigative journalist and author James Renner is going to be talking about Northeast Ohio's unsolved crimes. So I'm sure he'll probably talk about the Torso murders because those were unsolved. And there's a lot of really interesting murder history here in Northeast Ohio, which you might not think is a good thing, but if you love stories, it's kind of a good thing. And then there's another one on April 25th. These are all at Music Box Supper Club, by the way. And the April 25th one is about Coventry, and it's called Hippies Invade Cleveland and Other Stories of Coventry.
That is outstanding. See, you know, to get back to the whole torso murder thing, you're right. It's some people may negatively associate that with the city, but I think it's cool. I think it's interesting because there's an intriguing history in this great city of ours, and you guys do a wonderful job of uncovering that. You guys do a nice job of opening up the discussion for that. You know, who was it we had on the show, Matt, not too long ago? It was Michael Jordan, the author Michael
Jordan.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah.
It was The House of Demons, I think it was the name of the book, and it's basically a fictitious tale surrounding these torso murders.
Yeah.
So it's always interesting to me to see how people take that different directions. And I would imagine, you know, when you get to this particular Cleveland Story dinner party where they talk about those torso murders, that's got to be one of the cool things about being associated with that. You get a chance to see how every person views this and how every person takes to this.
Yeah, and I think that's really why people will come and sit and hear stories forever. I think a lot of people think history is just a bunch of list of facts, and it's not really. It's stories, and stories are engaging. Everyone loves a good story, and that's kind of what we're trying to do with these Cleveland Stories dinner parties at Music Box, is show people history in a living way that they can interact with and that they can appreciate and remember and understand why it still matters today. Why are these stories still important? Why do we continue to tell history? And that's really the idea behind these dinner parties that we're hosting at Music Box.
Very cool stuff. Well, Gretchen, we appreciate the time. As always, always fun to have you on the show here to learn about all the new exciting things going on. And, boy, I can't wait to check out that Cleveland Starts Here exhibit. That looks like really, really awesome stuff. And now I'm awfully intrigued. You may see me at the Music Box here pretty soon.
Oh, I hope I do. Well, you know what? If you want to stay updated on all our events, you can go to WRHS.org/events. And also, we have a Facebook page, which I post to a lot. So I will keep you guys updated on the events. Just look for the Cleveland History Center Facebook page to check out all the things that are happening here.
Absolutely. We will definitely do that. We'll be sure to make sure we publicize that as well. Well, Gretchen, thank you again for your time. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you. I'm going to be with you next week, right?
You are with me next Thursday. You got it. Absolutely.
Yes.
No matter
so we'll
how
see
hard,
you then. Yeah,
no matter how hard you try, you just can't avoid us.
I simply can't.
Thank you, Gretchen. That's Gretchen Unico joining us from the Western Reserve Historical Society Cleveland History Center.